has recording come back.
In progress.
We are going to be dealing with the bill number 23C of 2020 expropriation bill, which we dealt with since November 2020 up to September 2022, where we had where we invited people to comment, raise issues on it, and we embarked on public hearings across all nine provinces dealing with this, which ended with us deliberating and discussing it in the plenary on September 2022. Such it was taken to the National Council of Provinces, NCOP. After the Council of Provinces, in which the chair will explain what they dealt with and what they did, it has been referred to us again. So today you are going to look at the amendments that the NCOP is proposing in this bill. We must remember again why we're dealing with this bill. This bill is repealing Expropriation Act number 63 of 1975, which was adopted by the previous government, the apartheid government, which dealt with expropriation of property, including land on it. And this government of ANC, which came into power since 1994, has looked at this act and found that it does not talk to the constitution of the country, which was adopted in 1996. So this act is trying to deal with that, where expropriation of property for public purpose and public use will be done through this bill that we are dealing with today. With those few words, honorable members and all those that are in the meeting, I welcome you all in this meeting. But Nola, do we have any apologies?
No, Chairperson, there are no apologies from my side.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll then firstly invite the content advisor, Mr. Denzin, to explain and brief this committee how all the parliamentary processes have been followed. Because even today, we are doing this meeting and dealing with this bill because all the processes from the NCOP has been followed for us to come to this meeting today. And then after him, we'll then invite the chairperson, Mr. Kenny Moimang, of the select committee that was dealing with the bill in NCOP. And then we will then have a briefing by our parliamentary legal services, which will take us cross by cross on the amendments that were done. We are not going to look in the entire bill, honorable members, because that we did. We are only going to look in the amendments that have been proposed by the NCOP. And on that note, I hand over to Mr. Shoaib. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Good morning to the executive and to colleagues. Chair, I want to not go through the procedures from where we were in the past, but I want to start where we are right now and just remind all of us that what we are doing here, we are dealing here with a Section 76 tagged bill. And in cases where a 76 bill is brought to us, it is incumbent upon us that when we complete our work on the bill, in other words, those 20 meetings that you spoke about from 2020 to November 2022 that included the deliberations throughout the country that gave us input, according to which we then changed certain clauses. When we do that, when we've completed that, it's incumbent and on this committee to send this through. We report to the Assembly, and then the Assembly sends it to the National Council of Provinces, where the Select Committee, the relevant Select Committee, then deals with it. Now, Chair, the importance here is that the Select Committee deliberated with provinces. It received mandates from those provinces, and it is now, in what is in front of us now, is the C version, or what we will call the C list, that is in front of us. And as you correctly just said, Chairperson, this committee is not to make any amendments to this bill as it is in front of us. This committee is to look at, peruse the clauses that were changed, in other words, the amendments of certain clauses that were affected by the Select Committee and that Council adopted. So this bill has been placed on the order paper after Council considered and adopted it. And according to Rule 311, one speaker now referred it, in terms of Joint Rule 1841, to us via the order paper that stated that you will debate this bill in this week. So, and you will notice that on that order paper, it will say Bill B23D of 2020, which means once we adopted it, we then have the D list that we will report on to the Assembly. Now, 311, National Assembly Rule 311, B mean refers to where we are, that the amended bill is now before us, and we need to meet today, consider those specific amendments, and report and recommend on the Council's amendments. That's important. We report and make recommendations on the Council's amendments. Thank you, Nola. Chairperson, that is our quick telepathic communication takes place. So you can see it in front of the committee right now, 311.1b. You should, as an Assembly committee, report and recommend on the Council's amendments. But where we are now then is we are instructed by Rule 311.2 that once the Council's amended bill is referred to us, 2A, we may consult the appropriate Council committee or the chairperson of that committee. And I think, Chairperson, that the chair of the Select Committee is with us and is ready to take us through and give input to us for a short period of, I think the program said 10 minutes. 311.2b say, and this is the important part that I want us to always remember throughout our deliberations today, this committee may not propose any further amendments to the bill. You had 20 meetings, including public deliberations in which you did so. And then finally, if necessary, you may consult with a joint tagging mechanism on whether any of the amendments changes the classification from Section 76 to any of the other sections, or whether it renders the bill constitutionally or procedurally out of order within the meaning of Joint Rule 161. Now, Chair, I'm not going to go through Joint Rule 161. 161 basically refers to matters that may make the bill procedurally or constitutionally non-compliant. What is important, Chair, is that what we will do here is explain to us in 311.2, A, B, and C. C is not necessary unless our legal advisor will tell us that it is so, or the chairperson of the select committee, or even the content advisor. I think Dr. Clark is also present in the meeting. So, Chair, our procedure is set out there, and we shall therefore hand over to you to chair the committee further to deal with this as in 311.2. But, Chair, finally, our report, we are told by 312 what the report should look like. And it says, of course, 311.1b already tells us that we must report and recommend on the amendments. But 12 tells us the report on the council's amended bill must be referred to the table in the assembly, our report and recommendations, and we should attach the amended bill to that. That is our instructions for today, and I think the recipe is right there for you as members and for you as chair to take us with that. Thank you very much, Chair. Oh, I just wanted to say that Ms. Ngema will, of course, do the amendments and then deal with it and tell us whether the amendments are constitutionally non-compliant or procedurally non-compliant. With that said, Chair, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Denzin, our content advisor. We acknowledge the presence of the content advisor from the select committee who is amongst us. I now invite Mr. Kenny Muimang. Mr. Kenny, we are only giving you 10 minutes, only 10 minutes, because we still have to go clause by clause. As it has been shown by the parliamentary rules and regulations that we can invite you to be part of this meeting. So we have applied that clause. That's why you are here. So over to you, sir. Honorable Muimang.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the invite in terms of the said rules as indicated. correctly so, Chair. The Select Committee processed the Section 76 bill as indicated and as referred to the National Council of Province. The Select Committee having received the expropriation bill B23B of 2020 invited both the oral and written submissions on the bill, which was considered. I want to propose that can the content advisor just flag the notes that I'll be preparing, Dr. Clark?
Yes, Chair, I will do so.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Clark, through you, Chair. As we pointed out, the bill was adopted by the National Assembly and referred to the Select Committee on the 28th of September 2022. And we also make a reflection that on the both during September and October, we received both oral and written submission, Chair. Having done that, we then invited the department to respond to the both oral and written submissions. And that was done through the submission by Advocate Uday Naidu on the 25th of October. What is also important, Chair, is that the committee then engage at the level of the negotiating mandates with the provinces, and what is important is that as a result of that, then a C list of agreed amendments to the bill. Can you move up? Can you move the screen up, Dr. Tlak? Then on the 6th of December and the 7th of February, it was the negotiating mandate, and we then agreed on the C list as per the negotiating mandates. What is quite important is that there are a number of agreed amendments that were made. Can you move the screen up, Dr. Tlak? What is important, Chair, is that in addition to the common law, the committee felt that it was also important, agreed that the amendment must also make room for the customary law, given the importance of customary law and traditions to our country. Number four, Dr. Tlak, your screen is not moving. But also then, we then also had to make also an addition to the amendment to the time and manner of payment. But more than that, also the amendment also made a provision for the expropriating authority to depart from certain provisions or to reduce applicable periods in instances of urgent expropriation. I think that is quite important. In terms of the deliberations on the final mandates on the bill, it's important to note that seven provinces, the Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, voted to support the bill. The province of the Northwest did not submit the final bill, whereas the Western Cape provinces mandated it's a permanent delegate not to support the bill. And then on the 13th March 2024, the select committee adopted the committee report and agreed to recommend to the National Council of Provinces for the report to be, the report of the select committee to be adopted. an area that we are of the view that we just need to highlight it relates to the removal of clause 2.3e. It's important to reiterate the point that out of the negotiating mandates, particularly the Gauteng province did indicate that there is a legislation in place and bylaws which indeed deals necessarily with the issues of property that are prone to health risk and how and the bylaws also deals with how that a property that poses health risk are dealt with. Informed by this negotiation, it was then upon the committee deliberation in agreement with the mandate you suggesting that the reasoning therefore makes sense, and therefore that is the reason as to why it was removed in light of the fact that Section 12.3c, which is left in for abandoned buildings, does indeed cover this aspect. But I think it's also important just to reiterate the fact that if you pay attention to clause 21A does deal with the agent expropriation in relation to in the cases of disaster as defined in the Disaster Management Act, but also more than that, it's also important to note that there is also a provision in terms of 3C, which deals with expropriation where an owner has abandoned the land by failing to exercise control over it, being reasonably capable of doing so. So therefore, the exclusion as per the mandate is sufficiently covered in both Section 12.3c, but also in terms of Section 20, which then does indeed covers areas that could probably be considered to be relating to what happens in a situation of disaster. Just to reiterate, Section 12.3c makes provision for expropriation in instances where the owner has abandoned the building, and that Section 22A makes provision for urgent expropriation in case of disaster. Therefore, let me end there, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Moimang. I think this will assist us when we are deliberating and all these amendments that you have done as the Select Committee. And thank you again to the Condit Advisor, Dr. Clark, that is with you today. I now invite our legal advisor, Ms. Pume.
Greetings, Chairperson, and the members in the House and everybody that is on the platform. Thank you for the opportunity once again, Chairperson, to come and assist the committee in this matter. And as it's already pointed out, we are today bringing information and clarity on the Expropriation Bill 23D version, which is the bill that has been approved by the National Council of Provinces. Chairperson, as you would recall, we've been working together with my colleague, Advocate Van Breda from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. Even still today and at the processes of the NCOP, we did that. So just immediately after me, I'm going to do a summary of the few things that the Chairperson spoke to of the Select Committee and just bring more clarity. And then Advocate Van Breda will take us through the C list, as pointed out, that were the provisions that were passed through and changed to some degree by the National Council of Provinces and the Select Committee. Chairperson, I think it's just few, really, really few provisions. They relate to the chapter that deals with the investigations and Section 7.6 of Clause 7.6 of the bill, which also must be read together with the 12.3c and 12.3e that the chairperson just spoke to, as well as 23 of the agent expropriation provisions. Chairperson, I think the main issue that we need to clarify is that clause 12 speaks to the compensation details once expropriation of the investigation processes have been done. So 7.6 is bringing in a discretionary power to the expropriating authority to say expropriation may, if they so discretionarily decide, go ahead without the agreement on compensation or a decision by court. And so, especially in respect of agent matters, I mean, agent expropriation under clause 20. So there are details and the criteria, as the committee would recall when we were dealing with the matter before them, that agent expropriation under clause 20 was deliberated extensively, and there was a process that we had to bring in to ensure that it is constitutionally compliant, and would also ensure that no one is deprived unnecessarily without ensuring that Section 25 of the Constitution is aligned with whatever is stated there. The content advisor also pointed out that I needed to give assurance whether the changes that have been made are still constitutionally compliant and legal, in the same manner as we did with the provisions that were done before the Portfolio Committee and passed by the National Assembly. Chairperson, we do give that concurrence and assurance that indeed we were part of the processes, and we ensured that the amendments that are into the D version are still constitutional compliant, and will indeed, if the matter is taken in any way to our courts of the land, it will definitely be argued, and we are persuaded and convinced that it will pass constitutional muster. Thank you, Chairperson. I will ask Advocate Van Breda to take the podium and explain only the provisions that were amended by the committee at select and national council stage. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, Chairperson. May I be granted rights to share my screen?
Nola, please do so.
Chairperson.
Please grant rights to share the screen to Advocate Van Breda.
Chair, I was confirming that it's done.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Is my screen visible?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as indicated, I'll be discussing, we'll go in through the amendments as proposed by the Select Committee. These are, of course, the amendments proposed to the B Bill as adopted by the Portfolio Committee. And these amendments are reflected in the D version of the bill. Chair, I'll just start with the proposed amendments to Clause 1. On page 5, in line 21, to omit the words "at common law" and to substitute with the words "in terms of the common law and customary law." Chair, this was to address the concerns raised by various provinces in respect of the rights concerning communal land. Chairperson, may I just proceed from one clause to the next, or do you wish to discuss this particular clause, or may I proceed, Chair?
Honourable members, I don't know how we're going to deal with this. Should we take clause by clause as Mr. Van Breda has done, so that clause one, so that we get the consensus on that one, and then go to clause two? Honourable members?
Good morning, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Mjabo.
I propose to let's go clause by clause.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Van Breda. Honourable members, just show us clause one. As Thank you also, Honorable Siwisa. Just dropped an SMS that we must go clause by clause. So what Honorable Njobo has proposed has been supported. In clause one, honorable members of the bill, it's written there that we substitute in terms of common law and customary law. Are we agreeing with this, honorable members? Can I see hands or honorable Van Staden?
Sorry, Chair, I was struggling with my sound. Now, on behalf of the Freedom Front Plus, we reject this amendment.
Thank you, Honorable Van Breda. Honorable Michelle?
I propose that we agree with the proposal.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Michelle. Then those that support that we agree with the clause, can I hear from you? We must, because it's not going to be easy to count the hands, honorable members. If someone can speak on behalf of a particular party, say that as this party, we are agreeing with this, and these are the members of this party, and we go to just like that. And remember, when we're dealing with this, honorable members, we deal with the members that are supposed to be voting members of this portfolio committee, which means those who are permanent members of this portfolio committee. Unfortunately, Honorable Van Staden is not a permanent member of this committee and doesn't have voting rights. So, Honorable Michelle, who is with you when you are saying that as the ANC you are agreeing with this clause?
All members of the ANC are agreeing with me on that one.
How many?
Can I assist, Chair?
Yes, please, Honorable Njobo.
It's Comrade, it's Honorable Van Schalkwyk, Honorable Lizzie Shabalala, Honorable Mathebula, and myself.
Michelle, yourself. I think I'm still the member of the ANC in this portfolio committee. Apparently, I'm not counted. Any other contrary view, honorable members?
Chairperson, please note the objection of the two members of the DA.
Thank you, honorable Sihlolo. Honorable Tring? Honorable Siwisa? Oh, honorable Tring? Yes.
The ACDP, I think, noting that this is just almost semantics in a sense, it's removing at and substituting, you know, common law. So it's essentially making it read better. I think the position of the ACDP as a whole is clear. But I think on this particular one, the ACDP is not going to exercise its position. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tring. Honorable Siwisa?
She says she's in a noisy place, Chair. Perhaps we can employ her to use WhatsApp instead.
Oh, let me check the message. Honorable Zondo. Honorable Zondo is not in the meeting. So in terms of the votes, the ANC is taking this one in agreeing with the recommendation from the NSOP. Clause 2, Mr. Van Breda.
Thank you, Chair. In paragraph 1, on page 6 of the line 17, to insert the following subsection, this act applies, that is subsection 3, Chair, this act applies with the necessary changes to the compulsory acquisition of property directly or indirectly by a third-party beneficiary through an expropriating authority in the public interest, including for the purposes contemplated in section 25, subsection 4-8 of the Constitution. Chair, this was proposed by the department to ensure that where property is acquired by third parties through an expropriating authority, the owners or holders of such expropriated property will be entitled to compensation as envisaged in the Act, in the envisaged Act. And on page 6, Chair, in line 18, to omit subsection 3 and to substitute subsection 4, this is, of course, as a result of the new subsection 3 being inserted. Then on page 6 in line 21, to omit subsection 4 and to substitute subsection 5. On page 6 in line 24, after temporarily, to insert in terms of section 20. Now, Chair, this proposed amendment in paragraph 4, this is to address concerns raised by provinces regarding the confusion of expropriation for temporary use, and to ensure that all references to temporary use of property in the bill is a reference to urgent expropriation as contemplated in clause 20. That is, those are the amendments to clause 2. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Van Braden. Honorable members, clause 2.
Chair, the ACDP won't support.
Thank you, Honorable Trink.
Please note the objection of the DA.
Thank you, Honorable Silos Tisholo. Yes, Honorable Njabu.
It's a support.
Thank you, Honorable Njabu. Honorable Siwisa. Apparently, Honorable Siwisa is in.
I'm in a noisy place, so I'll just write on the WhatsApp. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I will definitely check on the WhatsApp group. Thank you, Honorable Siwisa is also, EFF is also objecting. On ANC is supporting this. And in terms of numbers, the ANC is agreeing on the recommendation. We go to the next clause.
Thank you, Chair. The amendments proposed to clause 3 are simply grammatical. Chair, in paragraph 1 on page 6 in line 36, after the word accommodation, to omit the word and to substitute with a comma. And on page 6 in line 50, after the words any law, to insert the word as.
Thank you, Mr. Van Breda. As you can see, honorable members, it's commas. And I think Honorable Tring put it clearly that it's just semantics. May I then have Honorable Tring?
The ACDP is not going to vote against that those grammatical changes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Sikhalo, DA.
Yes, Chair, we also object, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sikhalo. Honorable Siwisa. Honorable Siwisa is in a place that is noisy, is also objecting, ANC. Honorable Jabo?
We support, Chair. And okay. Sikhalo will also support. You can't object, Gram.
Thank you, Honorable Mashele, the ANC
no, support. No, I can.
And as such, we agree with this clause. Clause number 5.
Thank you, Chair. To the amendments to propose to clause 5, that's on page 7 in line 10, to omit the word factors and to substitute with the word circumstances. Chair, that is just to align the wording with section 25.3 of the Constitution. Thank you, Chair.
ANC?
Yes, Chair. Support, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. The ANC supports the DA.
Please note our objection, Chair.
Thank you. The EFF objects. The ACDP.
The ACDP will not support. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Those that are support are many than those that do not support, that are objecting. Clause 7.
Thank you, Chair. On page 9, from line 16, to omit the words "and where the expropriation is for temporary use of the property in the future, the intended period of such temporary use." Chair, this is in line with the department's responses where they state that the reference to temporary use in Clause 7 is inappropriate as Clause 7 concerns permanent expropriation and not the temporary use of property. The next amendment, Chair, is on page 9 in line 40 to omit the word "and." On page 9 in line 41, to omit the full stop and to substitute a semicolon and the word "and." On page 9 after line 41, to add the following paragraph as paragraph N, which states the details of the empowering law authorizing the intended expropriation. Chair, this amendment will provide clarity and certainty regarding the empowering law upon which the expropriating authority is relying, as the envisaged Expropriation Act will only serve as an administrative tool for expropriation, Chair. Then on page 9, in line 58, after the word "disputing," to insert the words "in terms of section 19 and to omit the words "under section 19. And on page 10, in line 17, to omit the words "amount of compensation has" and to substitute "compensation, the amount of which and the time and manner of payment of which have." And that's simply to align that clause with section 25(2)(b) of the Constitution, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this explanations on this clause, Mr. Van Breda. ANC?
We support, Chair.
Thank you, honorable member. DA?
Objection.
Thank you, honorable member. EFF? Object. ACDP?
Object, Chair.
Thank you so much. The clause will continue with it because the numbers that support this clause are many than those that are objecting. We go to the following clause.
Thank you, Chair. These are the proposed amendments to Clause 8 on page 11 in line 2 to omit the word "future." And then on page 11 in line 3 to omit the words "in the future" and to substitute with the words "as contemplated in section 20. Now, Chair, the purpose for this amendment is because temporary use of property in the bill should be limited to urgent expropriation as contemplated in Clause 20 in order to eliminate any confusion. So that was obviously a concern raised by many provinces regarding the possible confusion between temporary use and urgent expropriation. So that amendment is, of course, made here to provide clarity, and elsewhere in the C list, there are further amendments to provide clarity in this regard. Then on page 11 in line 6, to omit the word "and." And on page 11 in line 8, to omit the full stop and to substitute with a semicolon and the word "and." On page 11, after line 8, to add the following paragraph, that's paragraph H. the details of empowering law authorizing the expropriation. That's in line with what I discussed earlier, Chair, which simply just provides clarity as to what law the expropriating authority will be relying upon for the expropriation. Chair, those are the amendments to Clause 8. Thank you.
Clause 8 amendments, Honourable Members, ANC?
Support.
Thank you. ANC, DA?
Object, Chair.
Thank you. EFF? Object. ACDP?
Object, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Because of the numbers of the ANC, we are taking this amendment from NCOP. Clause 9.
Thank you, Chair. On page 11, in line 59, after the word holder, to insert the words of right. Chair, this amendment is for purpose of clarity, as the reference to a holder is in fact a reference to the holder of a right as defined in clause 1 of the bill. Then on page 12, in line 10, to omit the words any amount of depreciation and to substitute the words with the words the amount for the loss of value. And this amendment was proposed by the department as the loss of value is in fact actual, whereas depreciation is merely an accounting concept. Those are the amendments to clause 9. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Members?
Please note the objection of the DA.
Thank you, DA. ANC?
Support.
ANC supports.
ACDP objects.
ACDB objects, EFF objects. The support is more than those that are objecting, so we're taking clause 9. Clause 10.
Thank you, Chair. Under paragraph 1, this is actually a minor amendment to subclause 1 in clause 10, Chair. I'll just explain after I've read the amended subclause. On page 12, from line 28, to omit subsection 1 and to substitute the following subsection. If after the date of expropriation, a person claims to have held an unregistered right in the expropriated property for which that person has not been compensated and was not served with a notice of expropriation, the expropriating authority must request that person to deliver to the expropriating authority in the manner prescribed in the notice within 30 days of receipt and subject to section 23, paragraph A, evidence of that person's unregistered right in the expropriated property, or paragraph B, a copy of any written instrument evidencing or giving effect to that person's unregistered right, if such instrument is in the person's possession or under the person's control, or any other evidence to substantiate the person's claim. Chair, this amendment simply divides the subclause into paragraphs and clarifies that the 30-day period applies to both these instances. So that's a simple, so we've merely taken part of the subclause and divided that or incorporated that into paragraphs A and B, and we've inserted these words being within 30 days of receipt and subject to section 23. Then, Chair, on page 12, in line 50, after the word request, to insert for assistance in the verification of the claim as. This amendment, of course, just provides clarity regarding which request is being referred to. Chair, those are the amendments to clause 10. Thank you.
Okay. Clause 10. Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. ANC?
Support.
Thank you, Honorable Njobo. DA?
We object, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sihlolo. Honorable Siwisa objects. Honorable Tring?
ACDP objects, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. The clause 10 will form part of the new bill as the support is more than those that are objecting. Clause 12.
Thank you, Chair. On page 13, from line 42, to omit the words "and the interests of the expropriated owner or expropriated holder" and to substitute with the words "the interests of those affected, including an owner, holder of a right, and mortgagee." Chair, considering that compensation must be determined prior to expropriation, the references to expropriated owners and expropriated holders of rights herein is not appropriate, and that's why we're removing those terms, Chair. On page 13, in line 54, to omit "expropriated owner" or "expropriated holder" and to substitute with the words "owner or holder of right." And on page 14, from line 4, to omit the words "expropriated owner" or "expropriated holder" and to substitute with the words "owner or holder of a right." On page 14, in line 24, after the word "it," to insert "despite being reasonably capable of doing so." Now, Chair, that particular amendment addresses the concern raised by certain provinces that an owner may lose control over a piece of land due to circumstances out of his or her control. So that is why we're inserting the words "despite being reasonably capable of doing so." And on page 14, in line 27, to omit the semicolon and the word and to substitute with a full stop. And then on page 14, from line 28, to omit paragraph E. Now, Chair, the deletion of paragraph E addresses the submission made by certain provinces that the health and safety risks posed by a property is not sufficient cause for expropriation. Chair, those are the amendments to clause 12. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate. Clause 12, honorable members, ANC.
We support, Chair.
Thank you, honorable Mashele, DA.
Semantics, we object, Chair.
honorable Siwisa, thank you, honorable Sikhlolo. Oh, honorable Siwisa objects. Honorable Tring.
ACDP objects, Chair. Although removing subsection clause E there, I think it is, actually is a step in the right direction. But nonetheless, on the whole, we object.
I think there's nothing wrong in you when you agree saying that you support, Honorable Tring. But thank you, Honorable Tring.
No, there's other sub-clauses there, Chair. That's only one. So
okay.
One, we would support the removal of that. In fact, if A to E would have been removed, it would have been even better. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. On clause 12, the support, those that support, they are more than those that object. So we are taking clause 12 as amendment as they are. Clause,
thank you, Chair. These are the proposed amendments to clause 13. On page 14, in line 46, after the word "amount," to insert the words "provided that if the expropriated owner or expropriated holder of a right disputes the amount of compensation, it may issue a provisional tax invoice for the amount of compensation offered without prejudice to its rights to dispute the amount of compensation offered by the expropriating authority." Chair, this amendment is in accordance with a proposed amendment from certain provinces to clause 13, paragraph A. Then on page 14, from line 48, to omit the words "dispatched to the expropriated owner or the expropriated holder concerned by prepaid registered post or electronically transferred to his or her account," and to substitute with the words "has been electronically transferred to the bank account of the expropriated owner or of the expropriated holder of a right, or in a manner as agreed to by the parties, or as decided or approved by a court in terms of Section 19. Chair, the provision does not concern the delivery of some notice via registered post or email. It concerns the payment of the interest due. So payment thereof via prepaid registered post may not be practical. So therefore, the amendment provides for electronic transfer into a bank account or in any other manner as agreed to by the parties or as decided or approved by a court. Those are the amendments to Clause 13, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate. Clause 13, ANC.
Support, Chair.
Thank you, Michelle. DA?
The Democratic Alliance objects, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sihlolo. The EFF objects.
ACDP.
Thank you, Honorable Trink. On the strength of those that are supporting, we are taking this clause as it has been amended by the NSOP Select Committee. Clause 15.
Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, yes? My apologies. We had started with the member from the FF Plus. I don't know if they don't, if they're not a permanent member of the committee or if they don't have voting rights.
Okay, yes, I think I did explain, Honorable Sihlolo. Honorable Van Staden is not a permanent member nor an alternate in this committee. So he doesn't have the voting rights. Because we are voting, that is why I am no longer asking him to cast his vote.
My apologies, Chair. I may have missed that. Apologies indeed.
Okay, thank you so much. Over to you, Advocate Van Breda.
Thank you, Chair. Proposed amendments to Clause 15. On page 15 from line 11, to omit the words by no later than the date on which the right to possession passes to the expropriating authority in terms of Section 9, Subsection 2 or 4, and to substitute with the words on the date and in the manner as agreed to by the parties or as decided or approved by a court in terms of Section 19. This amendment simply aligns the provision with Section 25(2)(b) of the Constitution, Chair. On page 15, in line 20, after the words subsection 2, to insert a comma. And on page 15, in line 20, after the word arising, to insert the words after the expropriating authority has decided to expropriate. And this simply provides clarity. Those are the amendments to Clause 15. Thank you, Chair.
ANC?
We support, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mashele. DA?
The DA objects, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Siwisa objects from the EFF.
ACDP objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Trink. On the strength of those that are supporting, we are taking this clause 15 as the has been amended by the NSOP. Clause 19.
Thank you, Chair. On page 16, in line 55, after the word amount, to insert the words time and manner of payment. And that's simply just for clarity, Chair, and the same applies to the next paragraph. On page 17, in line 4, after the word amount, to insert the words time and manner of payment. And then on page 17, in line 25, to omit the word any, and to substitute with the words despite Section 18 of the Superior Courts Act of 2013, Act Number 10 of 2013, comma, any.
Over to you, Advocate Van Breda.
Yes, thank you,
Chief. Please continue.
Yeah, now in respect of the proposed amendment under paragraph 3, an expropriated owner or holder may apply for an interdict to stop the expropriation from proceeding if there are compelling prospects of success of an appeal. So this is a deviation from Section 18, but a person is, of course, able to apply for an interdict in terms of Clause 19, Subclause 8. So those are the amendments to Clause 19. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. ANC?
We support.
Thank you, Honorable Mashele. DA?
The DA objects, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sekhalo. Honorable Suisa objects from the EFF. Honorable Tring?
The ACDP objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tring. In the strength of those that support, we are taking a clause 19 as it has been amended by the NCOP. Clause 20.
Thank you, Chair. On page 17, in line 34, after the word basis, to insert for a public purpose or in the public interest. On page 17, from line 35, to omit the words for a period not exceeding and to substitute with the words but for no longer than. On page 17, in line 37, to omit the word only and after the word exercised to insert the word only. On page 17, in line 38, after the word available, to insert and. These amendments, of course, are just for purposes of clarity and to bring it in line with legislative drafting practices. So then we go to the next amendment, which is on page 17. From line 50, to omit subsection 3 and to substitute with the following subsection. Say for section 7.6a, the remaining provisions of this act apply to urgent expropriations, but the expropriating authority may, paragraph A, depart from the following provisions if the degree of urgency so requires. Then we go to subparagraph 1, sections 5, subsection 3 and 5. 2, section 6, 3, section 72H, 72J, 72K, 72L, 74A, and 75, and section 15, subsection 1, and paragraph B, reduce the periods in the following provisions to a reasonable period, given the degree of urgency. Then subparagraph 1, that's section 6, subsection 3, and 2, section 72H, 72J, and 74. Chair, this was an amendment proposed by the department, and clause 20, of course, provides for urgent expropriation, which concerns the temporary use of property. Hence, the proposed amendments here as strict compliance with the mentioned provisions may delay the urgency for the necessary temporary use of the property. On page 17, Chair, in line 57, to omit the word determined and to substitute with the words agreed or decided by a court. Of course, this amendment aligns the provision with section 25(2)(b) of the Constitution. On page 17, in line 58, to omit the word the and to substitute with if not already done in terms of section 72K, the. On page 18 from line 3, to omit subsection 6 and to substitute the following subsection. If the property in question is damaged as a result of the performance of an act contemplated in subsection 1, the expropriating authority must repair to a reasonable standard or compensate the affected person for that damage after delivery of a written demand by the affected person and without undue delay. Chair, this amendment adds the requirement of a written demand for the repair or compensation for any damage caused to property as a result of the temporary use thereof. Then on page 18, in line 18, after the word of, to insert the words the ownership of and to insert a comma after the word property. And on page 18, from line 20, to omit subsection 10 and to substitute the following subsection. If the property is land, the expropriating authority becomes liable for the municipal property rates, taxes, levies, and similar charges from the date of expropriation. Chair, this subclause was inserted to address concerns raised by certain provinces that the owner or holder of rights would still be liable for municipal charges after losing possession of the property. Chair, those are the amendments proposed to Clause 20. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. Clause 20, Honourable Members, ANC.
We support, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mashele. DA.
Please note the objection of the DA.
Thank you, Honourable Sikholo. The EFF object through Honourable Siwisa. Honourable Tring.
ACTP objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Trink. On the strength of those that support, we are taking this clause as amended by the NCOP. The next clause, Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. These are the proposed amendments to Clause 22. On page 19, in line 10, after the word addressee, to insert the words "and delivered electronically" to the electronic mail address of the addressee. This amendment was inserted to address the concern that postal services are not reliable. On page 19, from line 15, to omit subparagraph 2 and to substitute the following subparagraph: if the identity of an heir or legatee whose interest has passed or will pass to another person on the fulfillment of a condition is unknown to the expropriating authority, or Chair, this amendment was prompted by the concern raised by certain provinces that the reference to the legal maxims in the subparagraph is not ideal, and plain language was therefore suggested, and this amendment was proposed. On page 19, in line 21, after the word "whenever," to insert the word "the," and after the words "publication of a notice," to insert the words "is required," and after subparagraph 2, to insert the words "or the publication of." This is, of course, just for purposes of clarity. On page 19, in line 22, after the word "act," to insert the words "such." On page 19, in line 58, to omit the word "or." On page 19, in line 59, to omit the full stop and to substitute with a semicolon. On page 19, after line 59, to insert the following paragraphs. That's paragraph D, electronic mail, or paragraph E, in any other manner which may be prescribed by the minister. And this was inserted as the definition of deliver will not assist in this clause, as the clause expresses specific methods of delivery, and it doesn't simply refer to the term deliver. Hence the proposed amendments, as in line with those amendments proposed by certain provinces. Chair, these are the amendments proposed to Clause 22. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. Honourable Members, Clause 22, ANC.
We support, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mashele. DA?
The DA objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Sikholo. The EFF objects in the form of Honourable Siwisa. The ACDP?
ACDP objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Trink. On the strength of those that support, we're taking Clause 22 as it has been amended by the NCOP. The next clause.
Chair, these are the proposed amendments to Clause 24. On page 20, in line 54, after the word "expropriation," to insert "notice of," and after the words "expropriation and," to insert the words "notice of." This is just for purposes of clarity. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. Clause 24, Honourable Members, ANC.
Support.
Thank you, Honourable Njabo. DA.
The DA objects, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sihlalo. The EFF objects, Honorable Members. Honorable Tring?
ACDP objects, Chair.
The ACDP objects on the strength of those that are supporting. We're taking clause 24 as amended by NCOP. Clause 27.
Thank you, Chair. On page 21, in line 39, to omit the word and to substitute with the words interests or. And this is just for purposes of clarity and in line with an amendment proposed by certain provinces. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. Clause 27, Honorable Members, ANC.
Support.
Thank you, Honorable Jabo. The DA.
Please note the objection of the Democratic Alliance.
Thank you, Honorable Sihlalo. The EFF objects through Honorable Siwisa. Honorable Trink, ACDP.
ACDP objects, Chair.
ACDP objects on the strength of those that are supporting. We're taking this clause as it had been amended by the NCOP. The last summer general amendment.
Thank you, Chair. Just a general amendment where the bill is hereby amended by the substitution for the expression expropriated holder, wherever it occurs in the bill with the expression expropriated holder of a right. As discussed earlier, Chair, the reference to a holder or an expropriated holder is in fact a reference to a holder of a right as defined in Clause 1, hence this proposed general amendment in the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. Honourable Members, the last amendment, English, it's just grammar, Honourable Members. ANC?
ANC support.
Thank you, Honourable Jabo. DA?
The DA objects to the grammar.
Thank you, Honorable Sihlalo. Honorable Siwisa objects to the grammar. Honorable Tring?
Chair, this is not just full stops and commas. This takes a little further, so the ACDP objects.
Thank you, Honorable Tring, on the strength of those that support. So this general amendment in terms of trying to explain exactly what is talked about or referred in the bill is supported and is taken from the amendments that have been done by the NCOP. Thank you, Advocate Van Breda. I think this was the last one. On this amendment, this meeting of today it accepts and supports with the objections that have been noted by the members that have clearly objected, but the majority were those that were supporting. So we are taking this bill with the amendments, and as it has been indicated, it will be tabled tomorrow in the National Assembly. Honorable Van Staden will also have a chance to deliberate because all the parties in the National Assembly will be given a chance to deliberate on this. Thank you so much, Honorable Members. So we are taking the recommendations that has been supported from the NCOP. Any other matter, Enola? Ms. Martinez? Oh, Honorable Jabo?
Yes, sir. I'd like to propose the adoption of the amendments.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Honorable Jabo. Okay, let me take that because I thought that either the content advisor or Ms. Martinez will then say to us then we must adopt the bill with all these amendments that have been made. But I take that the ANC is saying that we must adopt this report so that we will deliberate on it tomorrow in the excuse me, honorable members. Thank you. I just wanted to stop the noise that was coming on, honorable members, and apologies for that noise that was coming on. So I was saying that we will then take this report.
Chair.
Yes, honorable.
Just for purposes of clarity, is there a suggestion that there be acceptance and objection to the whole report as presented here? Because then I would imagine that we would also then need to be given individual opportunities to highlight that.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Sekhala. That's why I was inviting either the current advisor or Ms. Martinez. Mr. Shweb?
Thank you, Chairperson. Procedurally.
Chair.
Am I audible, Chair?
You are, Nola. Please continue, because just do the procedural and content difference, please. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chairperson. Procedurally, we would write a report as the support personnel in indicating everything that would have happened in this meeting and the decision that the committee would have been taking. Therefore, the chair would call upon the mover for the adoption of the report. And if there are any members who are rejecting the actual report, then that will also be said in the meeting. I know there's a draft report that we shared yesterday with the committee. So perhaps we should go through that, Honorable Chairperson, so that we can see if the committee then accepts or rejects that very report that will be tabled to the House. Thank you, Chair.
Can we do that? Share the report that is going to be tabled in the House?
Chair, please note the objection of the ACDP to the report. Thank you.
The objection of the Democratic Alliance to the report.
Thank you, Honorable Trink of the ACDP. Your objection is noted. Honorable Sekhala of the DA, your objection is noted. Honorable Siwisa of the EFF, your objection is noted. And then I think Honorable Njobo earlier on. Oh, let's invite her again to speak on behalf of the ANC. Honorable Njobo.
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes.
I propose the adoption of the bill with the amendments.
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Njobo. Thank you, Honorable Mashele, for seconding that motion. The objections, honorable members, have all been noted, and the report will be tabled in the National Assembly tomorrow is the report of this portfolio committee. All the parties in the National Assembly will have the chance to do their declarations on this report. Thank you again, honorable members, for taking this chance in participating in this bill, which is very crucial in the transformation bills that the government of the ANC is doing in South Africa. We cannot continue working with the Act of 1975 in 2024, honorable members, an act that we know that was done to drive a certain agenda, which all in even the UN agreed that apartheid was not a good thing in any country. So thank you again, honorable members. Any other item, Nola, before we close. Remember, we are having a meeting, plenary at 10, in which members are supposed to attend. Okay, honorable members, we have the minutes of the 20th of March last week, in which we were dealing with all our entities getting their annual performance plans. The minutes were sent to us. So may I get a, firstly, those that are saying that we must correct some grammar, that is amend the minutes. In the absence of those, may I get a motion that moves that these are the true reflection of the minutes of the meeting that we held on the 20th of March.
Outrageous support.
Thank you, Honorable Njabo. May I get a second, Honorable Members, that these minutes are true reflection of what we discussed on the 20th of March.
Second chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Van Schalvik. Honorable members, on the issue of the announcement, please note that tomorrow we will be having our last portfolio committee meeting on this term and also on this administration. We will also be dealing with the legacy report, the issue of EXA, and all the other issues that we have not yet finalized. Thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Siyabonga, Slug.